Live in lockdown, it's 94.9 at Power FM, playing the Shoalhaven and Highlands best music. It's Andy and Abby, and I'm still surprised you're turning up to work each day, Abby, because I just thought, oh, your illustrious TV career is on the way for sure.
Not only am I on the big screen in your lounge room, but I'm on the big screen on a TV set.
Now, it's pretty impressive. We're talking, of course, about The 100, the new one with Andy Lee at the helm. He joins us now on the phone. How are you, mate?
Good, guys. Well, nice to hear from you again, Abby. I saw you up there on the big screen for The 100. This is cool to connect again.
Super cool. That's why I really wanted to get you out, get you on the show, because I had a massive fun time doing this show. It was a super cool experience being on a Zoom chat while recording a TV show. Now, like, let's just start off there. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, certainly the pandemic has something to do with it, because I think having thousands of Zoom meetings over the last year, it made me think, hang on, yeah, we should probably try and make this into some kind of TV show. Just peering into people's lives and living rooms, and every Zoom meeting kind of started with, hang on, what's going on in the background?
Yeah.
it was really interesting and voyeuristic, and so that's where the show came from.
Now, just on that, my question is, how the hell are you making it work? Because we've all had painful Zoom meetings. We've got a bunch of boomers in the workplace here, and we're forever screaming at them in staff meetings, you're on mute! No, the microphone button. How are you getting 100 Aussies in their lounge rooms to all sync up at once?
Yeah, the early tests were problematic. the show went for about 9 hours, and most of it was technical issues. But we actually partnered with Zoom, the company, Zoom, that do the video conferencing, and they built new technology for the show. So essentially made life a bit easier to be able to get 100 people all on Zoom and it all working.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was really impressive that there was no Zoom kind of glitches or anything like that. It was very well run.
Or that you've reached 40 minutes and you have to end your call.
Oh, of course, the free Zoom meeting. I totally forgot about that.
Andy, I want to know, has there been something that you've noticed about Australians answering all these big, tough questions? You know, are we a particularly randy bunch? Are we rather open? Like, has there been a bit of a generalisation that's come to light?
Well, you'll find out tonight how many people have joined the Mile High Club. That's on. You'll also find out how Australia is feeling about the vaccination rollout, but you might have already guessed that one. Look, what I found the most interesting is people, when I first was talking about this show, they were saying, oh, so it's really divisive, so there's going to be arguments. And it's actually the opposite. You can see someone that has a point of view that you may not agree with, and then the very next question, you know, you realise that you both sleep in a nude, and you're like, oh, I am like you. So it's quite funny how you can, you know, disagree on one thing and then agree on the next seven, and I think that's probably true of society at the moment, that we're quick to kind of pretend that everybody's, if someone has a different opinion on one thing, that's it for life. They must be living a completely different way, but it's just not the case.
Yeah, it's very true. I do like the way you did get a very nice cross-section of Australia. So you do get to see every single opinion and side to the story, and we're not looking just down that one lens. It really opens it up for everyone. And so tell us, what celebs can we expect to coming up? So I was on the show with one of my faves, Sophie, last week. Who we got on tonight?
Tonight, a couple of great comedians. Mike Goldstein is going to be there every week with me. He's an American Australian comedian, and people kind of got introduced to him last week and loved him. But Nikki Britton, who's just been fresh off Peter Helly's TV show, How to Stay Married, and then Aaron Chen, who's on Fisk on the ABC, amongst other great comedy things. Have you been paying attention? He's featured on, and then Abby Chatfield. Abby Chatfield is, for Instagrammers, they'd know exactly who Abby is. She won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. She was the Bachelorette, and she's coming on to face the 100 tonight. And essentially, we wheel her out. I don't introduce her, and I say, do you know who this person is?
Oh, and, that's cruel.
And so it can be a humbling moment for her.
Yeah, that was very good last week with the Wiggles, so I'm excited to see what happens with Abby this week. Yeah. And tell us before you go, how's your partner, Beck, going with new puppy Henrietta all on her own down there in Melbourne?
Yeah, she's going pretty well. I mean, I was on the Kyle and Jackie O this morning, and Jackie O show this morning, and I pranked Beck with a segment they've got called Only Lying, where I told her that I didn't want the dog anymore.
Oh.
And that's, so I'm just trying to mend that at the moment.
My heart just broke for Beck hearing that. So, oh my gosh, that is shocking. I don't even know what to say. I can't believe you said that,
no,
Andy.
No, Beck's okay. She knows it's a joke now. She's okay. And don't worry, I think I owe her one for that one.
Yeah, well, hopefully she's still around when you do get back there, whenever that might be. Oh, mate, we're looking forward to this one. Watch The 100 tonight after the block on Channel 9. Andy Lee, thanks very much, mate.
Cheers, guys. Take care.
And just a reminder, that's The 100 with Andy Lee and Abby Hopkins.
Yeah, right.
Don't everyone forget it.
Yeah, we're in the middle of changing the name on all billboards.
Oh, that's good of you, mate. Really
what a
good
man.